On Tuesday, voters in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District will choose a Republican candidate in the race to replace Tom Petri. He's retiring after 35 years in the House. There's a crowded field, so as WWM reports, the candidates are working hard to distinguish themselves, yet are using a similar tint. Three Republicans hoping to win Tom Petri's seat are state lawmakers. They are Senators Glenn Grothman of Campbellsport and Joe Lipom of Sheboygan, along with Representative Dewey Strobel of Saukville. Each describes himself as a conservative who believes the federal government is failing the people. And each pledges to rein in spending and grow the economy, including by loosening regulations. So what are the distinctions? Senator Grothman says he's the candidate most likely to stick his neck out to get things done.
I've taken up a lot more controversial issues than my opponents. So I think if you want a fighter in Washington, I'm the clear choice.
Grothman says he's been the most vocal on creating a pro-business environment and cutting welfare. On the other hand, Senator Lipom says he excels at generating consensus. He says as a legislator, he's promoted strong conservative values, knowing not everyone shares them.
Always willing to listen and to hear the other side of the argument and work to try to bring people together.
And Representative Strobel points out he's been in office only a few years compared to the longtime GOP senators.
I'm an outsider. I'm a businessman. I come from the private sector, and I really bring a different way of thinking.
Strobel says as a businessman, he knows how to balance budgets and create jobs. There's also a long shot candidate in the race, Tom Dino, a political newcomer. He says he's way behind in fundraising, and that's a good thing.
I don't have a bunch of people running and giving me money. I'm not tied down by them. I can make decisions from the people and not from people who are giving me that money.
The well-funded candidates have been pouring money into campaign ads in an effort to set themselves apart. But that's been tough, according to Chris Murray of the Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington, D.C.
If you look at their voting records in the legislature, they're all probably pretty much identical. So it's going to be hard for them to distinguish themselves through their voting records.
Murray believes the biggest differences are in style, not substance.
You know, if you were to ask them their positions on things like, you know, taxes and, you know, Common Core and some of these other issues right now, the details of their positions are not going to vary a whole lot, but it's just going to kind of be how they are talking about them and how they are presenting themselves.
In other words, presenting themselves either as willing to compromise or refusing to back down. Murray has plotted the lawmakers' records on a conservative spectrum.
From what I've been able to ascertain, if we were to go kind of closest to Petri and then go right, I would say Lipom is probably the most moderate, followed by Strobel, followed by Grothman as being the furthest to the right.
In the primary right now, there's kind of a race to who can establish themselves as most conservative.
That's Marquette University political scientist Julia Azari.
One of the things that went on in the race was there was a kind of contest for who could sign Grover Norquist's anti-tax petition first. There's been a lot of positioning about who would be the most pro-life.
Azari says it's no surprise to find these Republican House candidates grabbing onto the right side of the GOP spectrum. She says in midterm elections, the party opposing the president often pushes back by backing far away from the center.
I think that there's a strain of voters and a strain of donors and a strain of legislators as a result for whom this has become their central reason for being in politics, to make conservative stands.
Azari says there's a chance the winner of Tuesday's primary will nudge toward the center heading into the general election in hopes of luring more moderate voters. Whoever wins Tuesday's primary will face Democrat Mark Harris in November. He's Winnebago's county executive. But Chris Murray of the Les Aspin Center says the Republican will likely have an edge regardless of strategy. He says Wisconsin's 6th District House seat has been in the hands of Democrats for just 2 of the last 75 years. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.